We remember life before coronavirus as if the path of the future is obstructed by the plague. Welcome to episode number 11 on the She Blows It podcast. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. I'd like to start the show off by thanking all of the nurses, the doctors, mental health workers, social workers, everybody around the world who is helping to stop the spread of this virus, and all of those who are treating people with the virus. And then I'd like to also send my condolences out to those who have lost anyone from this virus. And I send my prayers up to the universe for anyone who is currently battling with it right now. Prayers are up. And before we get into what we're going to get into today, make sure that you catch the latest blogs posted on the website at www.sheblowsit.com. This podcast is available on 7 different platforms. We have Anchor, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Blog Talk Radio, Breaker, Google Podcast, and Radio Public. I know I haven't talked to you guys in quite a long time, and I just want to catch you guys up on what I'm doing and why I haven't been posting any podcasts recently. I'm going to try to do much better. For one, I have school. School is super, super draining. It's a lot of work considering I'm an English major, and that's been keeping me busy. So I'm taking courses, which they're two, but for the summer, I'm probably going to amp it up a little bit more. Because it's pretty interesting, the reading and the writing. I mean, it's tedious, but it's mind engaging and it's cool for me. So I want to up my courses a little bit. But the two courses I'm taking now are literary theory and creative writing. I'm learning a lot of interesting things in regards to different literary theorists, which I won't bore you with the details. But, you know, with the coronavirus going around, my son is out of school, so we're playing homeschool now. We're teachers in the house. I've been researching this coronavirus thing since January 2020 when it first broke out in Wuhan, China. People were being expelled back to their home countries, and I knew things were going to get super contagious. And this was just completely downplayed from the get-go. And in some areas, it's still being downplayed. Although there are like over 100,000 cases. And these numbers aren't even 100% accurate because there are millions of people who can't get tested. When I watch the news, it's interesting to me because in those pull-up lines, like those drive-through lines, pay attention to the cars that pull up in there. Like, I noticed that, like, I saw Audis, I saw Mercedes, Jaguars, like all kinds of like luxury cars pulling up in there. I probably saw like one Honda. But other than that, like, those are some things to think about. People cannot get tested. Why can't people get tested is the question. And then the fact that people can't get tested and they don't know what's going on, that's creating mass hysteria. It's creating job loss. And then it's also creating a lack of confidence to express your unease to your employers and et cetera, because a lot of businesses are still functioning like business as usual. And then on top of that, you have hoarders and people at the grocery stores who can't even, you know, find stuff like toilet paper, especially in New Jersey, New York. I know in New Jersey, I hear a lot, even now, that people can't get essentials like toilet paper. Down in South Florida at a period in time, there was like no meat left in the store. But then when you go over to the vitamin aisle, all the vitamins are there. All the vitamin B12 complex, immune support vitamins, probiotics, all those vitamins were still there. Antibacterial bath soap was still there. So those are some things that I observed that I thought was, you know, pretty interesting, that people are hoarding. I didn't understand the whole toilet paper thing. I guess maybe people thought that the stores would shut down. That would be the only reason. But our president had informed us not to worry because the stores wouldn't shut down because they still were considered, you know, essential and providing the public with the things that they need for safety, sanitation, and hygiene. I get that part. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I made a Twitter post, and this was a couple days ago, but I was just thinking, so I posted on Twitter. I got a little Twitter finger. So I posted that we're mourning the death of chivalry in a nation lacking humanity. Why did I say that? Because what would they do for the love of money? We know that for the love of money, they will keep the economy moving through a pandemic, making the entire world susceptible. Now, I don't want to get into like the whole like logistics of it, but from what we know, that yes, it does impact, you know, mostly older people, but there are cases now indicating that younger people are getting it. Now, if you have everybody exposed to it all at once, now everybody is susceptible. So that is just bullshit to me. I feel like anybody can get it. Obviously, anybody can get it. And instead of us using alternative options, like technology. My thing is if we never knew the power of technology, then we know now. Like you have Skype meetings, people on CNN on Skype meetings. You have more than ever people using the telemedicine through the insurance companies where you can Skype your doctor. You can also speak to the doctor over the phone for certain appointments. Remote servers allowing employers to work safely at home. For a lot of corporate companies, that is an option, unless, as stated in what the governor of Florida issued out, except for like payroll and stuff like that. But aside from payroll and accounting, most of those jobs can be, you know, done at home. That would definitely stop the spread. And again, a good old-fashioned telephone. You can do a lot of things over the phone. Phones can be transferred from one line to another, making, you know, business, since, you know, that is what makes our economy flourish, what makes it run. And it's almost like we're always told that we need to conform to changes. All throughout our lives, we've been told that life is a big, constant change. Now that we understand how that works, it seems like the higher-ups can't adapt to change because they don't want to change their lifestyles. So our federal government isn't willing to make a necessary change temporarily. And Bill Gates got on TV and said that he felt like a shutdown should be done for 6 to 10 weeks because that would actually have the economy backing up and open faster. But unfortunately, we live in a time where we can't practice what we preach. And that's quite unfortunate because we are in a public health crisis, and I get it. Business needs to run, but not on the sake of the well-being or safety of others. People want to work. People are dying to work, but people are afraid to commute back and forth. The streets are empty. Nobody is trying to do anything. The population is afraid at this point. I have never seen the street so empty. As a matter of fact, I went into a little boutique to purchase some items, And when I walked in, there was a note on a clipboard that stated that one person was allowed in at a time. And as you're walking through, it's almost like you're on a runway, but instead of having those nice gold posts, it was just stools with tape keeping you 6 feet away from the cashier. And interestingly, when I went to make my purchase and hand my credit card like I usually do, I ended up having to read my credit card number and the expiration date out loud to the cashier because he didn't want to touch my credit card. These are the times that we are living in, and these are the times where we need to place great emphasis on humanity. We are one of the most unique nations. Technology is so advanced that we could do anything from anywhere. And if we could stop subjecting people to the danger, the faster this is over and the faster we can all get back to our normal lives. The overall theme of today's podcast is going to be, what would they do for the love of money? And this is inspired by the most trending concern in the world right now, which is obviously the coronavirus. This deadly respiratory virus met its first host in Wuhan, China in December of 2019. I have been following this like crazy. And it made its way around the globe to Italy, Iran, Russia, parts of Africa, and the United States. So when it initially made its way into Washington State in January, we were reassured that it was under control, but it wasn't. It was totally not under control because to date, today is March 29th at 1:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there's approximately 130,000 cases and 2,000 or approximately 2,000 deaths. And sadly, the numbers are rising. So what are we going to do about this? What will be done about this? Throughout the chaos, there are ways that we could cope and deal with what's going on around us. Maybe we can't necessarily control the external factors, but we can control the internal factors. In the previous episodes, I shed light on the different chakras, different methods, different ways to meditate, different ways to get your chakras aligned so that no matter what external influences may be going on, that you have control within yourself. Meditation is still a thing. Do not stop because of chaos. Complete silence. Sit. Take at least 30 minutes a day. Meditate. Let your thoughts go and throw them into the hole of darkness with the anticipation that we will all get through this. This will be okay. Also, as far as working out blows off a lot of steam. I've been doing a lot of yoga and I'm about to hit the streets, strap my bootstraps up, and get back into my running routine just to keep the juices flowing, to keep my body flowing, and to be consistent into the things that I know will help me get through the situation. And I hope that this information helps you all out. Feel free to DM me, send me messages, give me your feedback. You can go to www.sheblowsit.com to catch up on previous episodes and ways to get your chakras aligned, what foods you can eat, and what you can do for self-care. Thank you all for tuning in. I will talk to you next time.